When people think about recycling, plastic water bottles, cardboard boxes, and tin cans might be the first things that come to mind. But one Bloomington resident got to thinking about other types of recycling and reuse in the community. Benta Boutier reports for City Limits.
For Elspeth Hayden, a longtime runner, it's important to have clear sidewalks and paths so she can keep her footing. Her runs take her through campus, downtown, south of town, and through Bryant Park. She's noticed in some areas, debris accumulates, making it difficult for her to stay on the path.
It's more in the neighborhoods that I see a lot of debris from people's yards, and it accumulates on sidewalks.
But she's also aware of the imminent threat climate change poses, and started to wonder, what happens to all the leaves and debris once they've been cleared? She says she's read a lot of studies about how some matter doesn't decompose in landfills because of the lack of oxygen.
So yard waste is pretty much the same thing. It's also organic matter. So if all of the leaves and yard waste that's collected is just getting dumped in landfills, then it's causing huge emissions, CO2 emissions.
The short answer is yard debris collected by the city does get reused. The city's street department collects yard debris in a large pickup that runs from the beginning of November to Christmas. The sanitation department also does a biweekly yard waste pickup from April to December. Kevin Huntley owns Green Earth Composting, one of the locations where yard waste is sent. He turns yard waste into either mulch or compost at his facility. According to the street department, about 95% of debris collected is sent to Huntley.
They pick up stuff in their packer truck, yard waste for people. They come out at least once a week with that. The city picks up, and then they bring all the leaves here in the fall, and they're just finishing up that process.
Huntley says this has been a heavy year, but the average is about 200 industrial leaf vacuum loads of leaves from the city a year. Bloomington Street Department officials say they sent around 340 loads of leaves and debris to Green Earth this year at a cost of about $20 a load. How Green Earth processes the materials depends on the purity and type. Huntley has a machine that turns materials like food waste and leaves to compost and a grinder that turns wood and yard debris into mulch.
When we take anything of any size and recompost it, I heat with wood, so I take anything I can make firewood, and I'll cut it into firewood. Anything that's clean left over, I'll grind into mulch, and then the stuff that's not so clean, I'll regrind and put it in windrows for compost.
The machine he uses to make mulch is called the Bandit Beast Grinder. It's about 16 feet long and 5 feet wide.
I mean, you can put a stump the size of a car in it, and it comes out in little bitty pieces in just a few seconds. It earns its name, the Beast.
He says the Bandit costs almost $1 million and can burn through 500 gallons of fuel in about 2 days if he's running it continuously. One of the biggest challenges making mulch and compost is contamination, because it's harmful to his machines.
Glass is a number one enemy.
If any glass goes through the machine, Huntley can't use those materials because glass breaks into pieces too small to filter out. He says he uses some of the mulch and compost in the excavating business he runs. Using the recycled materials makes running Green Earth more affordable.
If it wasn't for my construction business, there's no way I could survive doing it right now.
He also sells a lot of the mulch back to the city. He says one place you can see the mulch he produces is in the islands on West 3rd Street near the Cozy Table. Huntley agrees with Hayden's concern about making sure materials don't go to waste or end up in a landfill. He says people should try to take their materials to be composted somewhere or compost them themselves. Otherwise, they will end up creating more methane gas. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.